These are a few things the Pentagon neither needs nor wants. More F-18 fighter planes, a new fleet of presidential helicopters, and new executive jets to fly Pentagon officials around the country. And yet Congress will give these things to the Pentagon and more, about $7 billion worth of pork that was stuffed into the Defense Appropriations Bill approved by the House of Representatives this past week. Well, it would be hard to find someone more qualified to explain than Winslow Wheeler, and he's on the line with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Winslow Wheeler is a senior fellow at the Center for Defense Information. Before that, he spent 30 years working for the General Accounting Office and for members of the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats. Mr. Wheeler, let's pick just one of the items funded in this bill to talk about. The F-18, this is a Navy fighter jet. It costs about $60 million or so each. The House defense bill funds nine more of these than the military asked for. The body is made in Missouri. The engines are made in New England. The radars are made in California.
You can predict the vote of a senator, for example, on an issue like this by the state he or she comes from. If there's a fight on this issue when this House Appropriations Bill gets to the Senate in September, I'll bet you lunch in an expensive lobbyist restaurant in Washington, D.C., that Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein from California, both liberal Democrats, do vote for this increase because California is involved.
I read that about half of the $7 billion in pork in the House bill is going to companies who have, get this, collectively contributed as much as $800,000 to members from the Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense.
Absolutely.
That doesn't surprise you.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. That's why I worked for members of Congress for 30 years. This is all perfectly legal according to Senate and House ethics rules, but it's corrupt as heck.
Well, let's name and shame for a moment here, if we may. John Murtha, a powerful Pennsylvania Democrat, the chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. At least 70 of the companies getting funding in this bill are tied to a lobbying firm called PMA, a firm with close ties to Congressman Murtha. He has also managed to get an $8 million grant for a defense contractor in his district, a company that's given him about $30,000 in campaign contributions. And this is a bipartisan issue. It's not just Democrats.
Absolutely. This is a totally bipartisan operation.
Just sort of wondering, in defense of some of these earmarks, I mean, it's just a fraction of this total bill. I mean, the bill is more than $630 billion in total, and we're talking about $6 to $7 billion. Yes, they may be pork projects, but couldn't one justify adding this money to the bill when, in the middle of an economic crisis, they create jobs?
The jobs these things produce are puny. Excellent study was done by the University of Massachusetts comparing defense spending to several other forms of spending like transportation, health care, education, and even tax cuts. All of those other areas of spending generated jobs far more efficiently than defense spending. So if you want to generate jobs, the last place to do it is in the Pentagon budget.
Winslow Wheeler, I'm wondering if you could clarify something for me, because in the past when I've interviewed you, I hear from defense contractors and I hear from staffs from members of Congress who do not like you. We should make that pretty clear. They do not like you. You are not popular with the defense industry. You do not oppose defense spending, right?
No. In our anthology, America's Defense Meltdown, we talk about a far more effective military force with weapons that work and an acquisition process that generates not cost, but good weapons for troops in the field. We have huge problems in our defenses. More money does not solve it. More money, and the way we've been spending it, has made our problems literally worse. Major equipment is on average older than ever before, and the training levels we give to our pilots and tank drivers, for example, is far below what it has been even in the so-called hollow years of the Carter administration, when everybody thought we were, really cheating on our defenses. So at a high level of spending, we're in really terrible shape.
Winslow Wheeler directs the Strauss Military Reform Project at the Center for Defense Information. His latest book is called America's Defense Meltdown. Winslow Wheeler, thanks for walking us through the weeds.
Well, thank you very much.